Gregory Stanton spent a career in the U.S. Foreign Service focused on an incredibly tough problem, genocide. After seeing massacres unfold in several locations, Stanton developed the idea that genocides are predictable. They occur when certain political and social conditions exist. This includes excluding people from becoming citizens.
And what we've learned is that when you exclude people from citizenship, you exclude them from their basic civil and human rights.
This problem of citizenship has Stanton worried about the Indian state of Assam. In August, about 2 million people there were stripped of their citizenship. That's when India updated its National Register of Citizens. Delhi argued that the update was needed in order to identify Bangladeshi migrants living in India illegally. The move sparked cries of witch hunts against Assam's ethnic minorities. Some people targeted have been living there for decades. But if they couldn't prove their lineage, they were designated as illegal foreigners. Gregory Stanton talked with my colleague Marco Werman about why the policy in Assam raises so many concerns for him.
As far as the identity of these 2 million people, how do you think they would describe themselves? Do they think of themselves as Indian?
Yes, indeed. Very much so. They have lived in Assam. They work there. They are part of the Assamese society there. So what we've got here is a possible repeat of what happened to the Rohingya in Burma, in Myanmar, where an anti-Muslim policy by the government resulted in the genocide and the expulsion of over 1 million Rohingya.
I suppose that's partly why you at Genocide Watch are concerned about this.
Oh, very much, very much. We use a model of 10 stages of genocide, a model that predicts when genocide may occur, and we see them all in this attempt to reclassify people in Assam state. And when you see these early warning signs, that's when we declare a genocide watch or even a genocide emergency.
All right, so let's look at these 2 million people. I mean, how easy or difficult is it to prove that they belong in Assam?
It's very difficult. Many of them don't have the necessary papers that the Indian authorities are requiring. For example, the Indian authorities are rejecting marriage certificates that have been issued by local governments. Now, that's 2.9 million Muslim women in Assam who only have marriage certificates to prove that they are, in fact, you know, citizens. And you have a lot of others who lost their birth certificates, which is difficult. The basic problem here is that it's a paper bureaucratic method for reclassification, and using that, it's a way to exclude whole groups of people from citizenship.
Is there any arrangement, Gregory, with Bangladesh to accept these citizens?
Unfortunately not. And Bangladesh has said, look, we have a country that's already overpopulated. We've also accepted over 1 million Rohingya refugees, as well as refugees from other places. We just don't have the place for them.
So if New Delhi actually goes through with this and starts like mass deportations of people from Assam state, I mean, where would the pushback come?
Well, that's a real good question. No other country is going to get involved in any kind of forceful action here. So the only thing really possible is diplomatic action. And I think most countries want to stay on good terms with India. And it's a country where, in fact, these actions are popular with the general public.
Very worrying situation. Gregory Stanton, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Gregory Stanton was a longtime Foreign Service officer and the founder of Genocide Watch. He spoke with the world's Marco Werman.